My apologies, dearest. I don't mean to be nervous. It's been quite some time since I sat amongst a crowd of people this large. Or loud. Well, they seem to be cheerful, energetic sorts, don't they? Goodness, that man is dancing. Perhaps I shouldn't look at him. Oh, this isn't my first time in a tavern, no. But the Two Cups in Midborough is a rather different place. Quieter. No dancing or gambling allowed. And at least I knew all the faces there, even if they rarely turned my way. Our tavern was named such because that is their limit on strong alcohol. Two cups. There doesn't seem to be any such restriction on drinks here. I hope I will not be expected to imbibe. I've never had anything stronger than small beer before. Do they even bother with small beer in places like this? No. Thou speakest sense. I am sure they will have something for me. Ignore my babble. I'm all a jitter. I'm sure I will feel better once I have a hot meal in front of me. It's a shame thou didst not get to visit the Two Cups. I never had occasion to try their beer or wine, but they served gentler drinks I was quite fond of. Fresh milk, barley tea, sage water. In the summer, Goody Hawthorne would make a cold cherry drink sweetened with rose syrup, and in the autumn, her husband made spiced cider. Oh, and their baked onion soup and pumpernickel rolls were a treat on a chilly day. I do miss it there. I wish I didn't. Thou must not think me ungrateful or regretful, because I am not. I am with thee, and it is our Lord's will that we journey together. I should be jubilant, and sometimes I am, but those moments are giddy and fleeting, and then this damnable sadness creeps back when I least expect it. I think, now that I cannot return, my mind paints Midborough as a brighter, cheerier place than it actually was. I'm homesick for a place that never really existed. In a way, it's worse than if I left a village that always treated everyone with decency and kindness. And yet, I cannot seem to stop myself from nattering on about it. Just kick me under the table if I do it again. I suppose it is a normal thing to miss what's familiar. And once we are settled in thy parents' lands, I'm sure I will find new joys that will turn comfortable in time. I'm so grateful for thee. I thank thee for being so understanding and patient with me. Shall we order dinner? I know not what they put in their stew, but it smells delicious. Excuse me.
I'll be with you in just a moment. Let me...
Weep not!
Comfort? What art thou doing here? Oh, thank heaven!
I never thought I'd see thee again.
Nor I thee. I heard they sent thee to a working house to pay off the cost of that farce of a witch trial.
No, my friend. Only as far as the cottage at the end of our forest. Our Lord blessed me with the strength to flee only recently, with help.
Dearest, this is
I go by Cuthbert these days. Cuthbert Churchill.
Oh,
Cuthbert. Yes. Oh, it's so good to see thee.
And, dearest, has my comfort found a heartmate at last? Might I know the treasure of thy name? What a pretty given name thou hast. It sounds from lands far away.
We met only by our Lord's blessing. A blizzard blew them to my doorstep.
I told thee thou wouldst find thyself a better match than that shameless gossip, Mary Abbott. I followed her about like a loved-up pup. 'Twas adorable to see.
Cuthbert?
Oh, don't Cuthbert me. I'm sure thou hast told thy paramour tales about me that would scandalise a sailor.
Well, maybe one or two.
And I was not even present to defend myself. Let me bring the two of thee some food and drink before Master Winchester has my head. If thou art still wakeful when my hours are done, I should be happy to join thee at thy table. I'd skip the vegetable pottage.
Gladly.
The stew is good, as is the mince pie and vegetables. I believe we still have roast chicken, if that's more to thy liking.
What wouldst thou have, dearest? I'll have the roast chicken as well, then, please. And some stew.
Very good, sir. A small beer for thee, I'm guessing?
Yes, please.
And an ale for thee, dear pilgrim? I'll have thy plates ready as quickly as I can. And I'll sneak the last of the cherry tarts for thee on the house.
Oh, Cuthbert. Lavish tarts upon my dear one, but thou needn't trouble thyself for me. They're too rich.
Nonsense. Thou art returned to me at last, and with a beautiful companion. Oh, by heaven, thou shalt have fancy tarts.
He's still so wickedly good at talking me into things.
God above! So that's the whole of it?
That's the whole of it, my friend.
Those monsters.
Yes.
Even knowing how they entrapped thee, it's a wonder thou stayed so long. I'm glad thou art free of them.
As am I.
I wrote to thee many times. When I got no reply, I thought perhaps Pack had kept my letters from thee.
Would not surprise me to learn he burnt them.
I wished sorely to visit, but with mother ill and Joy's baby on the way, I couldn't leave.
Don't trouble thyself. I'm only glad to see thee.
But canst thou see me clearly? I spotted thee sneaking sips of thy dear love's ale. I told thee I can fetch thee thy own mug.
Nay, I only wanted a taste.
Oh, now, thou said that 2 pints and 9 tastes ago.
I never knew ale had such pleasing spices in it, is all. I shan't indulge more than thou art making me.
Making thee. Says he who enjoyed a cherry tart, hand-fed to him as though he were a prince. Thou art practically asleep in thy darling's lap, thou indolent boy.
Well, 'tis my favourite lap. Especially when my dearest strokes my hair like that.
Off he goes. Absurd man. How dost thou endure such charming antics? Did he tell thee how he wished to be Joseph when he grew up and declare triumphant prophecies from heaven? Lord above, if I wasn't so fond of him, I might find his soft-heartedness suspicious. Even as a lad, all he wanted to do was be sweet to everyone, to a fault. Before his father stopped him, he nearly worked his fingers to the bone, whittling little presents for the other children. Started with one lonely girl, Abigail Baker. The others ostracized her, calling the wine-coloured stain on her cheek a devil's mark. She barely spoke to anyone. Certainly not to me. I think I frightened her, clown that I was. But comfort got her to talk. And he made her a little cat, since her parents wouldn't abide pets. Then others noticed and started making requests of him. Animals, mostly. Though I remember one girl asked for the drowned ghost of Goodman Rutledge. Thou wouldn't think a 10-year-old could give such a gruesome countenance to a wee man-shaped bit of wood, but that thing unnerved even me. I doubt anyone would have noticed Comfort's toys, except the idiot started playing with them during church services. Our pew minder confiscated them all and told Comfort's father the whole business. He put him to work learning penmanship instead, and there was little time for him to whittle after that. It gladdens me to know Comfort's getting into the habit again. Oh, I have missed him sorely. It's strange how years have passed, and yet it feels like no time at all now that he's with me. It heals my heart knowing thou'rt with him. No, I say that not to flatter thee, pilgrim. I have not known thee long, but I'm nothing if not an excellent judge of character, especially when it comes to the sweethearts of those I hold dearest. Thou'rt good for him, I can tell. Our Comfort is like a tightly furled bud. He hath endured storms and hail and killing frost. Thou must whisper to him to encourage him to show his petals again. It should not be difficult for thee, so gifted with plants as thou art. There is cleverness and bravery in him that would delight thee. It is clear he trusts thee so sweetly. I have never seen it with anyone else, save perhaps his sweet mother and sister. And with me, once or twice, in a certain kind of way. Oh, forgive me. The wine makes me speak prose most mauve. Thou rememberest wrong, but Delight wore a green dress that day, not mauve. Oh, dear. Time to retire, I think. I think I shall travel to Bedfordshire as well. But let us meet again soon. I must embarrass this one with more stories from our youth. Good night, my dears. My solace. Oh. Did Cuthbert go to bed? It is quite late, isn't it? Perhaps we should follow his good example. There is something important thou shouldst know, my dearest. I think I quite enjoy ale. I wanted to thank thee for tonight. I cannot believe my oldest friend was hidden away, here of all places. Our Lord truly works in mysterious ways. And we might have not found him at all had thee not suggested we rest in Norwich. But it's more than that. Each day I spend with thee, I learn all over again that the world outside is not something to be feared. It breaketh my heart anew each time, but thou art there to hold me in thine arms and quieten my fears. I cannot believe I used to think myself safe in that cottage. I'd mourn the years wasted, but I believe our Lord sent me thee when he did for a reason. If I lived my life anew, I'd endure the loneliness all over again if it meant that one night I would find thee at my doorstep in the middle of a blizzard. I never thought I'd be happy. Not truly. My heart is so light with you.
Yes, okay. That might be the ale. I remember it had a goose on the bottle. Now I am thy giddy goose. But nay, dearest, truly, it's thee. It's always thee, my joy and my solace. I love thee so much. Thou seemest more awake than before. I think I am as well. I need thee too.